Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
See how I leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. The scars.
We're going to work with you and make sure everything goes smoothly. We have powers that haven't really been used in terms of environmental. If you invest over $1 billion in the United States, we're going to give expedited reviews to everybody because everyone's afraid they're going to come in and get caught in the quagmire, which is very prevalent in the United States, unfortunately, the quagmire of environmental and various other regulations and rules. And I made it a point of telling people, if you invest $1 billion or more, and we'll do this for people with far less too, but we guarantee it, we're going to move them quickly through the environmental process.
Yeah, President Trump beginning his over and like an, it was about an hour and a half almost yesterday. Let me look here real quick. Hour and 15 minutes. Or no, sorry. Yeah, no, I had it right. An hour and 12 minutes press conference yesterday. And we're back. You're never happy, Andrew. President Biden does a 4-minute teleprompter exercise to see if he can still read, and you're not happy. And Trump does, 72 minutes off the cuff where he literally makes everything up, and you're not happy. Well, anyway. No, this part was great, talking about the investment. I thought it was... It was a little bit funny to me that the guy he brings in, this well-known, I guess, international businessman who does data farm construction all around the world, his name is Hussein. When it's Barack Hussein Obama, it's bad. When it's Trump's buddy, it's good. Whatever. Anyway, I agree with this. The time it takes to get things done is something that Trump campaigned on and talked about during his first presidency, and I totally agree. It should not take you so long to get investment going. Now, the trade-off is that expediting the ability to build a giant server farm in some undeveloped rural part of West Virginia or, well, what did they say, Arizona, I think, and North Dakota. I don't know. There's all kinds of weird places he mentioned. It didn't mention Florida that I noticed. But, the trade-off is maybe it causes some kind of environmental problem or, kills three mice or whatever. But... generally speaking, that's how progress has happened. And if it's taking a decade or 5 years or 3 years, that's too long. Should it take a week? Probably longer than a week, but somewhere in the middle there seems like an appropriate thing. And, if you're holding up investment because government is too slow or because government has machinery that winds up being able to be abused by selective use or non-use of it, Chinese inspection kind of stuff, that's also a problem. And slashing red tape, I'm for it. Let's have business go and grow and develop and economy grow and jobs be made and things happen here.
Sometimes people held up 12, 13, 14, 15 years. I saw it with plants in Louisiana where I got it approved in literally a week. They were through the review in 1 week after spending 14 and a half years trying to get it, and they were going nowhere. It was a terrible thing. So I've been a victim of that myself over the years, and I think I know all the games and all the tricks that are played, and much of it is just done to stop progress. So we're going to be helping you and everybody else that comes to the United States and wants to invest their money that you don't get tied up for the rest of your life and you can't do anything.
Yeah, all good. I'm on board. This is good stuff. He also, of course, talked about the... flurry of late minute ridiculous things that President Biden is doing before he gets out the door.
President Biden's actions yesterday on offshore drilling, banning offshore drilling, will not stand. I will reverse it immediately. It'll be done immediately. And we will drill, baby, drill. And we're going to be drilling in a lot of other locations. And the energy costs are going to come way down. They'll be brought down to a very low level. And that's going to bring everything else down. That's what caused it to go up.
The cost of energy is absolutely right. Cost of energy has been a big problem. And the inability to do exploration for energy has been a problem. And the size and scope of this offshore drilling ban, the Biden administration has, I would say, tried to do at this point, because time will tell whether it works for them or not. But
so that's what we're up against. So they say we're going to have a smooth transition. All they do is talk. It's all talk. Everything they do is talk. We're going to have a smooth transition. And then they take 625 million acres and they essentially landmark it so you can't ever drill there again. Well, we're going to be drilling soon. We're going to be opening up Anwar. We're going to be doing all sorts of things that nobody ever thought was even possible. But remember when and just to get off the subject, because I couldn't believe it when I heard it yesterday, I couldn't believe the size of it. I mean, you put down a map and put this up, it's just massive.
No, he's not wrong about that.
Remember that that's worth probably, I mean, I've had estimates, $40 to $50 trillion. That's more than our national debt. Essentially, he's thrown it away. He's thrown it away. He's taken $50 trillion. So if we owe $35 trillion, he's taken $50 trillion of value and thrown it right out the window. We can't do that. Nobody can do that.
Okay. I tried to do a little fact-checking because it is, it's been alleged that in the past, sometimes President Trump will embellish his presentation of information. And I don't know why he does. I don't know if he doesn't know the facts. I don't know if he doesn't care what the facts are. I don't know what the problem is. It's always struck me as odd that President Trump can take a true thing and exaggerate it to the point where it's so false that you almost can't be on his side. And that's what's going on here. Is it a huge area? It is a huge area. Is it a huge potential reserve, you know, energy? It is, but it's not $50 trillion. They have been saying this nonsense since the first administration. $4 trillion. Now, $4 trillion is a massive amount of value. And that a president on his way out the door can just throw $4 trillion in the never-can-touch-it safety deposit box is obscene. That's why I hope that this move won't stand. But why does the president have to say that it's $50 trillion when it's not? So just, Anyway, also, you know, talking about, there was so much in this press conference. I only got through the first hour. I watched the D.C. press conference, which is a little about an hour. Watched the President Trump press conference, which was about an hour, and a little bit more than. I'm not quite finished with it. Oh, there's plenty. There's plenty of material in there. I'm not even getting to the, like, the headline stuff. I think this is actually really important stuff. Expediting permitting and undoing the offshore drilling ban in the East and West Coast, that's actually really important stuff. His personal attacks against Jack Smith are, you know, everybody's a villain that he doesn't like, and everybody's a saint that he likes. And that's a very dangerous way to cut up the world. Now, do I think Jack Smith is some great guy? No. Did he do political bidding? Maybe. But it's always struck me as weird that the people who are for Trump are the greatest people ever. And the people who criticize Trump are the fake news and the enemies of the state and the deep state. And it's just, again, it's a thing where he can't help himself, I guess. Again, I don't know if it's deliberate or not. You know, somebody who's running against him, he mocks and belittles and derides and attacks, like Rubio when he was running against him is now the greatest person ever to be Secretary of State. Or, you know, DeSantis when he was running against him is the horrible, stupidest, dumbest, you know, poopy face ever until, you know, he needs him. And then he's a wonderful, amazing person. So it's just that's no way to evaluate people or to talk about people. But he does.
It was all to influence the election. It was all a fight against a political opponent. We've never had that in this country. We have had that in certain countries. We've had that in third-tier countries. We've had that in banana republics, but we've never had that in a place like the United States. I don't even know if it's been on a small level. I'm sure it has been on a small level, but this was the largest level ever. They brought this moron out of The Hague. He's a mean guy. He's a mean, nasty guy. His picture was perfect, because you look at his picture, you say, that's a bad guy, with his robe, his purple robe. And he executes people. He shouldn't be allowed to execute people, because he'll execute everybody. He's a nut job.
As I said, we're back. Here we go again. Four more years of the politics of personal attacks and ridiculous statements and exaggeration. For exaggeration, I'll give you an example, okay? President Biden is putting in this ban on one particular kind of flash heaters, you know, a certain one kind of the space-saving gas using flash heaters that they use like in apartment buildings to conserve space, where you had heats on demand instead of having a sitting hot water tank like you have typically in your house. So it's a bad problem. He shouldn't be doing it. It's going to cost poor people money. But Trump, like often happens, just can't stop himself from exaggerating and describing what Biden is doing wrong.
One other thing he did yesterday, which was in many ways worse. It's hard to believe it can be worse. He wants all gas heaters out of your homes and apartments.
False.
He wants them to be replaced by essentially electric heaters. I don't know what it is with electric. This guy loves electric. We're going to be ending the electric car mandate quickly, by the way. This guy loves electric. And we don't have enough electricity. And then we have AI where we need more. And he wants everybody to have an electric heater instead of a gas heater. Gas heater is much less expensive. The heat is much better. It's a much better heat. As the expression goes, you don't itch. Does anybody have a heater where you go and you're scratching? And that's what they want you to have. They don't want you to have gas where you don't have the problems of the electric. And the source is plentiful. They're much cheaper to operate. They're much better. They work much better. They look much better. 60% of homes and apartments have gas heaters. He wants them all removed quickly.
False.
These people are crazy. There's something wrong with them. There's something wrong with them.
See, you know what? Maybe there's one thing that's good about Trump in the way he exaggerates and lies and makes up facts and all this is I can't listen to him talk for 30 seconds without thinking he's just all over the place again, which is the first 20 minutes of this thing. I got to fact check that, and I got to fact check that, because literally nothing he says I can take at face value. I mean, this dumb, like, itchy heat thing. So I went and looked it up. No, he's right about that. There is the claim, and, you know, not like three people, but the claim is that based on the way electric water heaters work, they do produce a drier, more skin-irritating kind of heat than the gas heaters. And I was like, oh, well, that one turned out to be true. Look at that. But that's the point. Every time he's talking, I feel like I just, you know, I got to get out my phone and be looking. Is that true? Is that true? Oh, I know that one's false. Is that true? Is that too big? Is that so? He's right. Biden is banning a certain kind of fast, you know, the flash heaters, gas heaters, one very particular kind. But he's not banning all of them. They're not getting rid of the ones that are in people's apartments right now. It's just... So, 4 more years of this. Yay, the world. 520. What have I always said about Trump? John, you probably heard me say it, I mean, dozens of times during the campaign. Trump drives me crazy when he talks. If he would just be president and not talk, oh, man.
That's hard for him to do.
But yet, you know, tens of millions of my fellow citizens, when he's talking, it's like the best thing in the world to them. Oh, my God, keep talking. Yes, yes. Keep telling me, sir. Keep telling me. Because, you know, I was raised to admire a world of people who try to get their facts straight, try to obey logic and reason, don't exaggerate, don't lie, don't engage in personal attacks. That's the world that I value. And he does not promote that world. He doesn't participate in that set of virtues. He doesn't care. At the same time, he winds up doing a lot of amazingly effective things when he's in office. And I don't know how those could both be true, but they are. So here we go. 520. This was the first really like, oh man, at least Biden was brief. Which is certainly not enough to make up for all of his other massive flaws in policy and governance. 524 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
So this new dose is, well, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Am I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you are doing?
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Good morning, 526 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Somebody texts in and says, Andrew, you're so kind and gracious and forgiving when it comes to Biden and all of his lies. And with Trump, all you can do is talk about how bad he is. What? Oh. you know, there's this old expression that if you get a deal done and both parties are unhappy, then it's probably a good deal. You know, if the Trump lovers hate me and the Biden lovers hate me, I'm probably doing something that's relatively fair. I'm so kind to Biden. Go find three Democrats who listen to this show and ask them what they think of my handling of Biden and Kamala Harris. And you see if they think that. Oh, man. I try to be kind and gracious to all of them. How many times did you hear me say, even in the last segment, that he's often right, or he's got right behind him, or he does well governing? If he didn't have that. Anyway, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
And good morning, Andrew. The FBI has confirmed the discovery of a cooler in sulfuric acid. This was inside of a storage unit that apparently was rented by the New Orleans terror attacker. FBI agents and deputies in Harris County say they investigated this storage unit Monday night, and they found commercially available bottles of sulfuric acid in a cooler similar to the one that was found near the scene of the Bourbon Street attack. The nation's capital, paying respect to America's 39th president, the remains of Jimmy Carter were taken from Atlanta to the U.S. Capitol yesterday. There will be a state funeral at the Washington National Cemetery before his body goes back to Georgia. And OpenAI CEO Sam Altman's sister, Ann Altman, is accusing him of years of sexual assault. She filed a lawsuit on Monday alleging that he abused her regularly between 1997 and 2006 at a family home in Missouri.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 528 here on News Radio 92.3. We did learn from the mayor yesterday that there are some sidewalk protecting barriers already available for events in Pensacola that are on loan from, and I think it's actually the Florida Department of Emergency Management, although the mayor was saying FDLE, Florida Department of Law Enforcement, yesterday. The source in a certain way doesn't really matter. But 18 of these things, they're red, and we have a picture of them up on our Facebook page, and they basically, you bring them in on a truck, and you put them on the sidewalk, and the way they work, and then you kind of like lever them down off of the wheels that they have, and the way they work is they don't, as I understand it, they're not like bollards that just physically impede, although they do have that ability to some degree because they're pretty heavy, but the way they work is that they're kind of like a, they're a 90 degree bend, you know, and if you run them over with your car, it basically wedges up underneath your car so that your car can't go anywhere because it's now sticking up in the air. It's I think of like almost like a tank trap is kind of what they remind me of, but for cars. Or even if it's going fast enough, it'll flip the car over, you know. So that can go on the sidewalk. Of course, then I know what's going to happen. We're going to put these on the sidewalk, as we already did for 12th night last Saturday. There's 18 of them that we have available from FDLE to, or from FDEM to come over from Panama City. If we buy our own, they're about $6,000 a piece. So, you know, I'm sure the city will be looking to buy its own. But then somebody's going to come along and complain that we're impeding the sidewalk and violating the Americans with Disabilities Act. That'll be Sherry Myers. So you're going to have to pick which problem you want to work against.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Three completely out-of-control wildfires are burning homes in Los Angeles County, California. Dozens, maybe hundreds, are damaged or destroyed.
People are getting out of their cars to run away from the fire.
Rachel Darvish in Pacific Palisades on Fox and Friends First. More than 30,000 people are under evacuation orders, and the flames are fueled by hurricane-force wind gusts. President-elect Trump's talk about taking Greenland by military or economic force draws a response from the French foreign minister.
Jean-Noël Barrot vowing there's no question the European Union would let other nations attack its sovereign borders. Greenland is an autonomous part of Denmark. The Danish prime minister is playing down fears of a major rift with the US. Greenland's leader insists the island is not for sale. He wants independence instead.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Democrats win 2 out of 3 special elections in Virginia and keep control of the state legislature. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It's a cold one today, 30 degrees here in Pensacola. The Alabama man that was accused in that gruesome killing of his girlfriend at an apartment complex near Nine Mile Road last week has now been extradited to Escambia County. Charles Carson Dowdy was booked into the Escambia jail yesterday. Sheriff Chip Simmons told News Radio a little bit about what happened yesterday.
Some sort of an altercation between a boyfriend and a girlfriend led this boyfriend, the suspect, to to take a gun, and then he fired what we believe to be 16 or 17 times, ending up hitting her about 7 times.
Oh, my God.
And as she lay in the parking lot, he took her car, her Jeep Cherokee, ran over her, and then backed over her again before fleeing, heading to the Alabama area.
Sheriff Simmons says they knew Carson Dowdy had connections in the Mobile area, so they contacted local authorities. Spanish Fort police officers found the victim's SUV on the side of the road with a flat tire. Simmons says the suspect thought the police were there to help him change the tire, but they slapped the cuffs on instead. Carson Dowdy's charged with second-degree murder. He remains in the Escambia jail with no bond. Two people are dead after a crash overnight while fleeing from a Pensacola police officer. The Pensacola Police Department says that this happened at about 12:20 p.m. when an officer tried to stop a vehicle near Pace and Garden. They say that vehicle took off at a high rate of speed and crashed into a pole at Pace and Romana. One of the occupants died at the scene of that crash. The other was taken to the hospital where they also died. Well, it's a new world in the realm of public events. That's what we learned yesterday from Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. And he says as we get closer to all of our favorite Mardi Gras events here in Pensacola, the city's safety team is now looking into what changes they can make to keep everybody a little bit safer.
We are analyzing what's happened, and I think it was reported, you noticed, we started having those conversations, and there was a public road closure on Saturday. And we're able to tap in with our state partners and get some additional barricades for some of the sidewalks we had deployed immediately.
And that is Mayor D.C. Reeves. Of course, you'll hear more from him later this morning on this program. He says some possible changes could include how to close parade routes that people are allowed to drive, or how close you can park to areas like Seville Square during some events. He says he'll be asking the public to be open-minded and remember any changes that affect convenience are really just designed to keep everyone a little bit safer. Well, there's still a lot of unanswered questions after two bodies were found in a JetBlue plane's landing gear yesterday. Two male stowaways were found in the landing gear compartment of a plane that landed in Fort Lauderdale out of New York's JFK Airport.
The individuals who deceased are both males. Beyond that, their identities at this time are unknown. That is one of the questions that detectives are seeking to answer.
And that is Corey Codd from the Broward Sheriff's Office. JetBlue also wants to know how and where the stowaways got on board the jet. It had made stops earlier in the day in Salt Lake City and also in Jamaica. It's 5:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will see a mostly sunny sky day today with temperatures staying chilly in the 50s for your highs. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 28 degrees. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 51. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 40 degrees. For your Friday, we will be a bit warmer with a high near 58 degrees, 80% chance of some showers. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, we've got a very cold start to the morning. 30 degrees in Pensacola today. It is also 30 in Milton, and one whole degree warmer, 31, being reported in Gulf Breeze right now. Our next news is at 6 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Meta Platforms has announced it is ending fact-checking and removing restrictions on speech across Facebook and Instagram. A move, Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg said, is an attempt to restore free expression on its platforms. Meta announced the changes on Fox News. And in response, Meta employees took to their internal forum, criticizing the company's decision to end third-party fact-checking on its services 2 weeks before President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration. One worker said it appears Meta is sending a bigger, stronger message to people that facts no longer matter. Job openings rose unexpectedly in November, showing companies are still looking for workers, even as the labor market has cooled overall. Openings rose to 8.1 million in November from 7.8 million in October. That's according to the Labor Department. Economists had expected job openings to fall slightly in November. Futures are slightly higher. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 178, the NASDAQ down 375. That's your money now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, 5:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay, Pensacola Morning News. Yesterday, as we did on typically on a Tuesday, had a good chance to talk to Scambia Sheriff Chip Simmons, who is here in studio with me. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you doing? Yeah, we had a pretty good night last night.
Yeah.
Pretty eventful.
A couple hundred folks, Marcus Point Baptist Church. A
couple hundred folks, yeah, yeah. We you know, I didn't want to just say we'll have a small ceremony and no one can come. If people want to come, come on.
Yeah.
And come say hello after the swearing in and then the conversation. We did a lot of talking about what we would do. And a lot of times people get sworn in, they take the oath of office, and then they just say thank you to everyone, and they should.
Right.
And then that's it. And
the people want a show. They want to see their celebrity. They want
to
see their favorite sheriff,
now.
Their unopposed reelected sheriff. Give them something.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I gave it to them, but I did tell them what we've accomplished. I did tell. Like I tell here all the time, what we plan on accomplishing and how proud I am of working at the sheriff's office and having the trust of the citizens. And, you know, I wasn't sure about this unopposed for the first time ever type of thing. And I'm talking about it now only because we've done some research. And sure enough, there's never been an unopposed sheriff
in Escambia County. Yeah.
And we are the oldest sheriff's office in the state of Florida. Now, the first 100 years they were appointed. So,
Doesn't quite count
the same way. Coincide.
Sure.
You know, there weren't any. There weren't any newspapers to say who was appointed, but there are. Oh, I mean, all the details of the appointment.
Sure.
But based upon who we know the first elected sheriff is, and from that point on, there's always been at least a primary, if not a primary and a general.
I love that. Like this is your character. Okay, I've known you a long time. As long as I've lived here, we've known you 11 years now, and you. Are so uncomfortable with the being celebrated stuff that in being the first ever unopposed reelected sheriff in Escambia County, you're still putting asterisk footnotes on that. Well, you know, the first 100 years, you know? Like that cracks me up. I mean, it's celebrated. It's a good accomplishment.
Yeah. And thank you for that. I really do appreciate it. We've got a lot of great people working at our team, and obviously everyone says that, but I mean, I can list them or name them, but you can see what we do at the sheriff's office and where we're going. You can see our engagement platforms. You can see our what we're doing, enforcement technology.
Mm-hmm.
So our hope has always been, my hope has been that you can see. I don't have to tell you what we're doing. Hopefully you can see everything from the nuance of the new patch that we have on our shoulder, the cruiser cars, where, you know, the fact that we're going to white cruiser cars to save a couple $1,000 a car. People may not pay attention to that, but you'll soon see white cars with the green lettering because it looks, quite honestly, it looks better.
I didn't know either of those things. So you're going to white cruisers with green lettering.
Yeah, you know, we have the green and white cars, but we had to pay like $2,500 per car to get the green fronts and the green backs and then the green and white. So we decided.
Matches the unis and look pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. And so we thought, well, let's just change to white cars and create a car that still looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Still is identifiable as a sheriff's office car. And it looks, the first car we put out, all the deputies seem to love it. It's, you know, they take a lot of pride in the car in their ride.
Yeah, of course.
And I think that Escambia County citizens also look and say, that's our sheriff's office. That's our car. No one wants to be, oh, that's an ugly car. I don't, you know, why do they do that sort of thing? But, yeah, we wanted to simplify.
So that's starting? When is that coming?
We already got one car done. It probably in the next couple of months you'll see the new cars. Not every car, obviously. We're not going to buy new cars.
There's no point in saving money on painting less by repainting and costing money, right?
I mean, that's correct.
So it's as the new ones come in, you're going to have
it. We buy a completely white Tahoe, and then we put the stickers on it.
Makes sense. That simple. And the patch? I didn't know this was a patch. When did the patch change?
The patch changed about 4 years ago. It was a little busy. And
it is pretty simple now.
So we start looking at, this is what we are. We're the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, and that's all you need to know.
And that is literally all it said. It just as a Scambia sheriff, and that's it. So
Scambia
and
sheriff.
And the star in the middle. So
well, and you'll see that our deputies are wearing these outer carriers again. We've revamped all of that. So all of them look pretty much the same. They're a little forgiving for those of us who could probably lose a pound or two. The outer carrier vest, and it's more functional for them. So again, we're trying to do these small things, but also we're doing the big things too.
Well, and I like that, you know, not taking for granted that just because it's been done a certain way. I mean, you know, that's always the challenge. It's like the eyes you see as an employee the first 2 weeks are the ones you want to retain, because after 2 weeks, you don't notice. It's just the way we've always done it, and so it's good to question some of that stuff. We have had a couple of events. A fairly busy week, actually, for bad events. Let's talk about them. There had been a on the old Dodges on 9 Mile that's now closed and being reworked. Body discovered, but it was no foul play?
No foul play, yeah. It was natural causes.
Okay. So a homeless person, I'm guessing, would be the most likely. I mean, just somebody
that's the
who was,
assumption.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. You had Tommy Street on the New Year's Day. You had somebody shot and killed. Do we know anything now?
Yeah, well, what we know now is a disagreement led to a gunshot, and that gunshot ended up taking someone's life. We do have a suspect. That suspect should be charged today. They're already in jail, so we already have a hold on him over in Santa Rosa County. So we should be making that charge, that murder charge today.
We had what I consider to be a really genuinely awful story. I mean, they're all awful, okay, but this is extra horrible. On Baldridge Drive, a woman who'd been run over multiple times by her boyfriend, is that right? What happened here?
That's it. They some sort of an altercation between a boyfriend and a girlfriend led this boyfriend, the suspect, to to take a gun, and then he fired what we believe to be 16 or 17 times, ending up hitting her about 7 times.
Oh, my God.
And as she lay in the parking lot, he took her car, her Jeep Cherokee, ran over her, and then backed over her again before fleeing, heading to the Alabama area. We were able to use, obviously, eyewitness testimony, but we also used some of the technology, license plate readers, to be able to track the car, at least until it got on the interstate. We knew it was heading towards the Mobile area. We knew that they had this guy had connections over in the Mobile Pritchard area. So we contacted the law enforcement partners over in Alabama. Sure enough, I think Spanish Fort Police Department saw this Cherokee on the side of the road with a flat tire. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
And they ended up walking up. I guess he thought they were just there to help him, but they put the cuffs on him, and he will be extradited to Escambia County to face the murder charges.
Wow. Okay. And then we also had an odd story, but one that it's something that you and I talk about all the time is gun laws and gun rules. Mm-hmm. We had a guy in the north end of the county, I think. The neighbor's dog came on his property, and then he felt concerned about that, so he went to get a gun. And it's after that that everything went wrong, right?
Yeah, my understanding is that it's as simple as this: the shots were fired when the dog was not even in his yard. So the charges were presented based upon the fact that, you know, we talk about reasonableness all the time. Mm-hmm. Is it reasonable to believe that your life is in danger, or someone else's life is in danger, when the dog's not even in your yard? And by all accounts, that's what took place, because, you know, we could tell the location, obviously, where the dog was. We can tell where the shots were fired. These are things that why there's really no reason to do that. And again, if someone's listening, then and you've heard us talk at all,
right?
Hopefully, this will be ingrained in your head. It is we use a reasonableness standard, and if you feel like your life's in danger, then you can protect yourself. If you feel like someone else's life is in danger, you can protect yourself, but you cannot protect someone shooting someone 3 houses down or that's not an immediate threat to you or someone else.
And in this case, the dogs came on his property. He went and got his pistol. The dogs left the property. He goes and starts firing at the dogs as they're basically wandering down the street, not even threatening him, all of which he admitted to the deputy. And then he said, it's okay. It's my Second Amendment right.
Yeah. That's why I was charged.
Sometimes you and I talk a lot about gun laws. I talk a lot about gun stuff with Sheriff Johnson, too. But to me, it's like you can't educate people enough, especially in a gun culture like Florida. You cannot tell people often enough what the rules are so that people themselves don't run afoul of them, don't break them, don't do something dumb, and don't commit a crime, right? I mean, that's my goal. That's why we talk about it, is because it happens and it's a problem.
Well, and there's not this grand list of circumstances in which you can use a gun. I mean, there's not, you know, Section 8, when a dog is coming on your property, you can't, there's nothing like that. It is, again, and the standard that we have to apply. And that's why when I first started mentioning about this case, I said, at the time the shot was fired, what is the scenario at that very time?
Right.
And I think that's important for everyone to understand. If your life's in danger, you're going to know it. You know, you're going to know it, and it's going to be pretty simple for everyone. You can be easy to articulate why you had to pull the weapon and why you had to fire the gun. Look, there's very few, more staunch supporters of concealed carry and protecting yourself and Second Amendment rights than I am, and you're in the same boat, because we have had so many. We probably talked about this 200 times over the last many years, and that's why I want to be very clear. Yes, you can protect yourself here in Escambia County. We're not going to charge you for protecting yourself, but we want to make sure you help us. You know, make sure that you, the only option is to use deadly force.
If you shoot a gun or brandish, okay, but if you shoot a gun, and you have reason to fear for your life or a forcible felony or the injury to another person, no problem. But you better have a reason. And it better be one of those things.
And it should be. We can't have people out there just arbitrarily shooting
weapons. I mean, because, like, if a dog is barking at you, biting at you, you're entitled. You can defend yourself. I mean, we've talked about that. My wife and I bike, and people let their dogs out. It drives me crazy that they don't control the dogs. If a dog comes near my wife and starts barking at her to bite her, that dog is going to be bad for the dog. But a dog just is running down the side of the road? No, not enough. You know, it's got to be an active attack. Anyway, so we talk about it a lot.
But if you replace dog with another person, individual, you know, even with a person with a stick, say, and they're three houses down, you're not really in any threat at that point. You know, obviously, give us a call, and we'll have a conversation with that guy.
I did want to just one quick thing on the state of the agency, because I didn't get to listen to the speech last night. But anything you're planning to do in the next, I mean, 4 years is a long time, but anything you're planning to do this year other than, you know, the paint choice, and you already did the patch 4 years ago, but anything else that you got? You're putting up the memorial for officers, going to groundbreak on the 16th.
Groundbreaking on the 16th of January, yes.
Anything else that you guys have planned right now for the next maybe 6 months or so?
Again, I think that some of the things we started in earnest last year, last term, and then we're going to continue to build, like the real-time crime center, we're going to continue to build our network with more cameras. We're going to incorporate that into our engagement platform. Right now, we consider that to be enforcement. But, you know, when we go to neighborhood associations, we say, here's what you can do. You can sign up for this. It doesn't give us access to your cameras, but you can sign up for our, you know, to be a part of this, so that if we have an incident, we can just email you and say, hey, do you happen to have video? So that's, if we continue to build upon our network, I think it makes us stronger. I think that what I really need to do is, and I talked about it yesterday, and I'll talk about it again. I read an article about the county has approved 4,000 more homes last year alone. If there's 2.5 people per home, which is what the census says, that's about 10,000 people in 1 year. Now, I know there's some nuances there. Some people moving from one place to the other, but a lot of these people are coming into Escambia County.
Well, new homes is new people. I mean,
New people are people moving from the city to the county, people from the other counties to our county. So we have to be prepared for that. I happen to think that we're short of deputies already. You know, we haven't added a deputy before I got elected. We haven't added a deputy in 20 years because they were having trouble fielding them, finding the deputies. Now we fill up a couple times a year, so we're actually hiring the deputies. We're able to do that. So I want to have those conversations with the Board of County Commissioners, and my plan is to tell them, look, you're looking at potentially 10,000 people a year, and then 5 years we'll have 50,000 more, and that's just to keep up. That's not even to move forward.
That's not even to make progress,
To make up for where we were before. So we are in an expensive endeavor, but it has to start with safety. You have to have police, you have to have fire, you have to have EMS, and if that's not the number one priority, then I'm going to continue to shout that it should be.
I really like what Ashley Hoffberger, Commissioner Hoffberger, has said, which is that she was talking more about EMS, but I think it applies everywhere, is if you know this many people are coming, then you ought to have a built-in formula for this many people means a new fire truck, this many people needs a new EMS truck, this many people needs three more deputies. I mean, that makes sense to me from a budgetary perspective. Instead of us having to figure out after the fact, well, we're short five here, we're finding these problems. It should just, I mean, it's a straight population issue, it seems like.
When I was at the Pensacola Police Department and they were going to annex an area, the first question they asked me was, how many deputies is it going to need?
Yeah.
And I gave them this number. And they end up not annexing quite as much. But again, I think that, first of all, we're understaffed to begin with because we haven't looked ahead to this.
Yep.
And I would love to have those conversations. What did it look? Does it look like in 1 year, in 2 years, in 4 years, even longer, with a continued increase in population? You can't just ignore it and say, well, the sheriff's office or the fire department will do it. We'll just handle it. You know, they'll just be spread thin, but they'll just handle it. You can't do things that way. We already have, per thousand, a lot fewer deputies than the Pensacola has. Now, they pay a premium with their property tax. But there's got to be some area there where we can make up some ground with regards to these sheriff's deputies.
All right, I know you hate being celebrated, so I'm going to ask you a really embarrassing question. You ready? It's a New Year's resolution question. You ready?
All right.
So, Sheriff Simmons, you're in pretty good shape. You have a pretty good marriage. You're at the top of your profession, widely admired in the community, and you just got reelected unopposed. Do you even bother with New Year's resolutions?
I'm not a resolution kind of guy. I really am. I'm really not. I kind of think that, why do I have to wait till January to start doing things?
Is your resolution to just keep on being chip?
Let's try to be great. Let's try to be great at everything we do. And we can do that in February. We can do that in November. Let's do it every year.
I'm saying this more often. Sheriff Simmons, thank you for the time. Look forward to hopefully talking to you again soon.
you had me up, and I'm in shape, so I'm having to go back to the gym.
Tell your brother I said so.
Yeah.
Sheriff, thanks for the time, as always, sir. And thank you for care. And good luck on the next 4 years.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
5:55 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. Trust your vehicle to the best auto service center in Pensacola, Bobby Likas Auto Service. For years, you've relied on Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway for maintenance and repairs, and now you have a choice. Keep taking your vehicle to the Davis Highway shop or go to their new location on Pensacola Boulevard. That's right, Bobby Likas Auto Service now has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. So keep your vehicles running smooth with their maintenance service program. And when your car or truck needs repairs, big or small, bring it to either location. Engine repairs, brake work, transmissions, air conditioning, power steering, and more. They can take care of it. Keep your vehicle on the road with the help of Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and also on Pensacola Boulevard. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to The Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, Winter Restaurant Week, Pensacon at The Fish House, Valentine's Day Dinner, and Aria at Jackson's Steakhouse, and the Naples to Napa Food and Wine Event at Angelina's on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Go, go, Gadget, Necktie!
I gotta stand up and take a step. Good morning, 5:58 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
I got to give you props on the Inspector Gadget audio.
Oh, that, thank you.
You know, that's kind of an overlooked cartoon these days.
I love the... who was the voice actor for those, the original? I think it was a guy from Get Smart, but I can't remember for sure if it was Don Adams or not. But, such a It's such a great show. Ridiculous cartoon from the 80s.
It was wonderful. Well, go Gadget News, man. Multiple life-threatening wildfires burning across Southern California have made for a stressful night in that area. The first fire started on Tuesday afternoon, quickly spread in the Pacific Palisades area near Los Angeles. That one's forced about 30,000 people to evacuate so far.
All right, David. I did do a quick look. It is Don Adams, so it is the voice of Get Smart. You know, the shoe phone and Agent 99 and all that. Yeah,
well, that makes sense.
I thought that it was, but I wasn't sure. And I thought, didn't Matthew Broderick play it in the live-action movie, which is terrible. Anyway.
Can't beat the cartoon.
I love rediscovering the cartoons that we grew up watching. If you were lucky, on a Saturday morning, sitting in front of your TV with a Pop-Tart or a bowl of Fruity Pebbles and getting your information.